Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to
Healing Light Radio Show.
Welcome to the Healing Light Radio Show with your host, Reverend Stan. We will be teaching about the Word of God and teaching about the power of the Holy Spirit. I hope you enjoy this broadcast.
Spirit of death, you you to leave in Jesus' name. Spirit of fear, you have no place here. I command you to leave in Jesus' name. You're not welcome here. So go, 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 just go.
For watching or not watching, we're actually listening to the broadcast this evening, and we've been trying to get everything hooked up. This Blog Talk system that we have is not working very good, trying to connect its own host to the show, so we're working with that. We might be trying some stuff differently here in the near future, but right now this is where we are, and we're trying to get this Blog Talk up and going and doing all the right stuff. How you doing, Jacob Phillips?
I'm doing pretty good. If we can get all this, stuff going, I'll probably be doing a little bit better.
Yeah, I think we all could. Praise God, and it's awesome to have all this stuff finally working. I had to call in just like any other person calls in. So if you want to call in yourself along with us, and you need prayer, call in the 515-602-9685. It's 515-602-9685. We're going to have an awesome show tonight. I'm not on social media right now. I'm trying to get my computer system. It's trying to reboot right here during my radio show, so I have to get all that rebooted. But we will be on there tonight sometime or another during this show when this thing gets straightened out here. But unfortunately, the only time I come out to my studio is when I'm doing shows. So anyway, I've actually got everything up and going here trying to get stuff straightened out. But tonight's show is going to be an awesome show. It's called The Lawlessness. The world right now is in a tremendous amount of lawlessness. They're trying to destroy all things that's right and everything that's darkness they're trying to get rid of. And we're seeing this happen before our very eyes. And tonight I was just asking the Lord, what did he want me to talk about? And then he took me to the scriptures talking about lawlessness. And what was so weird was, is actually when I laid the Bible down, if I didn't know more, I was like, man, where was that scripture? And I did some research and went back in there and found some more stuff about lawlessness. But, you know, this world is really going down the hill pretty quick. What do you think, Jacob?
Well, I mean, you know, the bad news is the world is going downhill, but the good news is that we're going uphill.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. And just what I'm seeing, this is what I'm seeing, how this is working out. You know, the enemy is trying to make everything that's holy, trying to pervert it. And everything that's perverted, he's actually trying to bring it up into mainstream. So if you're holy, you're trying to do the right thing, the devil's working overtime trying to flip you over. He's trying to flip you over, turn you into what he wants you to be, and take you away from God. Or if you're not with God, he's raising you up on the pedestal. Say, looky here, trying to remove all things of God out of this world. And that's what the Bible talks about. You know, in the end days, what is holy will be reversed, and what is holy is bad, and what is bad will be good to the world. So if you're in holiness or you're trying to do things that's right, they're going to make that evil. They're going to try to pervert it and say all the bad things they can about it. But what is bad, they're going to promote it and say, hey, guys, you can do what you want to. You can do this and that. And it says it plain in the Word of God, don't you, Jacob?
It does, and there is a scripture that talks about that, you know, don't call good evil and evil good, and don't reverse the curse. You know, don't reverse the situation. You know, evil is still evil, and good is still good, and don't try to mix it up. The Bible says the fear of the Lord is to hate evil, and so if we got the fear of God, then we're not going to be down with what's going on in the world. You know, our job is to try to shed light and expose evil and not embrace it.
You're 100% right about that. And as we see here, you know, there's all types of things that's going on. And you're seeing how the world right now, they're really trying to push all type of weird stuff. And it's weird how they're trying to make things make things wrong. They're trying to cause chaos in the world where they can flip things really quick. And as they're causing chaos, they're pushing in their agendas. We're seeing that also in the world right now. They're trying to push in their agendas, and as they're trying to push in their agendas, they're trying to turn everything that's right in the wrong, everything wrong that's in the right, to flip it the way that they're wanting to. And I really believe that the Lord knew that this was going to happen. This ain't nothing new under the sun. the last time a lot of this happened like this was in the Old Testament. We hear about, how it was back in Noah's day. And it says in the Word of God that the end of days will reflect how it was in Noah's day, didn't it, Jacob?
It does say that. Bad things have always happened in the world, and I don't think this is the most evil that we've ever seen. I think after the fall of Adam and Eve, that's pretty much when evil started to rule and reign. But that's when evil started to rule and reign. And so, God's always raised up a prophet to judge, kind of like what he did with Elijah in the time of Ahab. They were him and Ahab was a spineless man, and Jezebel was just absolutely wicked. And what happened to Jezebel? She fell out the window, and the dogs ate her flesh, and then Ahab killed in battle. And so it reminds me of a scripture in Galatians chapter 6, verse 7 and 8 say this: God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. For if you sow to the flesh, of the flesh shall reap corruption, but he who sows to the Spirit shall reap everlasting life. And so there's corruption being sown in the world. There was a man in our Congress, not too long ago, that said the will of God is no concern of this court. When you have that kind of lawlessness going on and that kind of attitude, man, you better brace yourself for the harvest.
Yes, that's completely right, man. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that's going on. And right now we're actually live on social media, and I want to say hey to everybody. This is going to be an awesome show tonight, and we're finally live. We went live a while ago on Blog Talk Radio, if you heard us, but we're actually live on social media right now, praise God. Everything got updated. Everything is doing good. So, I want to thank you guys for listening tonight, and we're talking about lawlessness. And, guys, if you want to call in for prayer, it's 515-602-9685. It's 515-602-9685. That's if you want to call in for prayer. Me and Jacob would be more than happy to pray for you guys. I want to say hey to everybody on Blog Talk Radio. I want to say hey to everybody that's on Roku, everybody that's on YouTube, everybody that's on Twitch, everybody that's on Twitter. I want to say hey to everybody out there. Everybody's on Joshua Network. I want to say hey to them also. I kind of got to get that up and going, but I want to say hey to everybody. And please share this program where we can touch a lot of people with the Word of God. That's what it's all about, is touching people with the Word of God and being able to broadcast the gospel. That's what it's all about here, is broadcasting the gospel and letting people to hear the Word of God and let them hear what the Lord is doing, praise God. So, guys, share, and, let people know what we're doing here at the Healing Life Ministries. Yet later today, we had to get the Blog Talk up and going. It's an older system, but we have to work on it to get it going correctly. So this is one of the systems that I used long, long time ago, and it's still going. They're still using it, but it doesn't like to use some of the stuff we like to hook to our computers to make the stuff to go well. So we're actually working on that. And, guys, I want to tell you, this is not a show that you watch. You have to listen to this show. It's not a flashing show with videos and stuff. This is actually a show you have to listen to. So if you're not seeing any pictures on your screen, that's because this is a radio show and you won't see pictures. Maybe at the end I might show something, but it's basically a radio show. So, you'll be able to hear us on here. So praise God. I want to thank you guys for listening here. You still can put comments up if you wish, and I could try to get the comments, but most of the time with this show, we really like you to call in. This is a little bit easier to call into the radio show because we're able to actually talk to you before you come on the show. So this is easier for me to screen the call-ins better than the television show. So if you want to, go ahead and call in 515-602-9685. It's 515-602-9685. And we're talking about lawlessness. And we was talking about how the world is loose. They have lost, the word of God. They're actually going into lawlessness. We're seeing the thing that was hidden is being showed full blast everywhere. And the things that's of God, they're trying to hide it and put it underneath the covers or put it underneath the rug and don't want anybody to see it. But the Word of God talks about lawlessness and how the world's going to be and how they're going to, do this stuff. I'm going to hand this over to you, Jacob. What do you think about all that?
Well, I kind of look at the good. I kind of look at the bad and the good because you got to look at both sides. I don't want to put anybody in a pessimistic attitude over it. The world is going to get darker, the Bible says, and the church will get brighter. And I was talking earlier about, well, we have to expose evil. That's our job. And I think our former president did that, and I think the rest of our government is kind of like, naked right now. They pretty much know everybody knows how they are. But there were spiritual laws set in place from the beginning. Number one is seed time and harvest. Genesis 8:22 says, as long as the earth remains, there will be summer and winter and spring and fall. And, it goes on to say this and that. It says there will also be seed time and harvest. And so, we got our natural laws. We got our natural laws that man is putting into place. And they kind of, the governments of the world kind of remind me of the Jews back, the Jews, the Levites or whatever, the priests back in the day are all of them. And the Pharisees made so many laws they couldn't keep it themselves. And that's really what's going on with things in our country as well as other countries. They're making laws they themselves can't keep, and they're putting burdens on people. And, that causes people to go a little bit nuts. And, there's all kind of things going on with abortion and this and that. But you know what? There's always a harvest to be reaped, no matter what seed you sow. And we've got to be careful about what we're doing. But as far as the lawlessness, there's a lot of stuff going on. And, it doesn't look good, but we've got to remember who our God is. The believers have to remember who their God is. The people in the world, their minds are blinded. They can't see anyway. And that's what causes the lawlessness. They can't see. And so when you can't see, you're liable to fall into a ditch. And that's what's been going on at least over the last year and a half, the blind people have been falling into a ditch. And, but this is not the way God wants it. That doesn't mean he didn't know it. He didn't say it wasn't going to happen. But it's not the way God wants it, and it's up to us to change it.
Yes, and I've got a picture posted on the Blog Talk radio show. It has a picture of it, the guy in the middle of the interstate, and they have a guy on the side of the road with a broadcaster saying, get out of the road. And it has her holding a sign that says, trust Jesus, and a man in the middle of the road saying, don't judge me. I'll do what I want to. And here comes a big transfer truck, the wrath of God and God's judgment coming after him, and he won't get out of the way. He keeps on standing right in that. And it's kind of like we're talking here. It's not, us believers, yes, we're saved from sin. We're saved from what God has put on this earth because this is a fallen world. But when you're saved under Jesus, a lot of that stuff is washed away. But the thing of it is, what pushes us away from him is when we step into sin. When we step into sin, it pushes us away from God. It opens the door for the enemy to attack us, to attack our body, minds, and everything when we actually step into that sin. And I really saw how the church, when the world is starting to change completely evil, the church is slowly trying to agree with them and go with them. And, you know, when the church looks no better than the world, why does people want to go to church? Why do they want to even sit in a pew, you know, when they look just like the world? And we're supposed to be different than the world, don't we, Jacob?
Yeah, there's got to be a separation. You know, with the recent things that have been going on in the country, as an example, you know, the church pretty much went along with everything, and, you know, we didn't separate ourselves, and we didn't stand up when all of this happened. You know, this could have been handled in a different way, but we didn't stand up, and we didn't make any noise. You know, we kind of went along with everything else, and, you know, there were some people that abused some scriptures and took them out of context, and, you know, but as far as the world, you know, we're supposed to be called out. You know, that word ecclesia, it means called out. We're supposed to be called out. As soon as we get born again, you know, we're set apart, and we're supposed to be called out. And, you know, right now the church is not there. And the only thing we can do is pray that they get there. And
yes.
But right now, lawlessness is in the church and in the world, and so there's got to be some separation going on somewhere.
We're not, you're talking about the ecclesia. We don't supposed to be the ecclesia, but the ecclesia.
the ecclesia means
right?
Called out.
Yeah, but the church today is the ecclesia. They try to please everybody, no matter whether it's
right.
Good or bad, right?
Right.
That's
a funny word.
Nowadays.
I have to remember that.
They're the ecclesia nowadays, so they try to please the evil where they can, you know, get in the same way with them. So, you know, you can't be ecclesia. You got to be the ecclesia, praise God. So I'm going to go in here. I'm going to go to Matthew 24, and I'm going to go into verse 10. I'm going to start right there, and it says, and then, I'm going to start at the top right now. It says, then they will deliver you up. The tribulation, and to kill you, and will hate, and you will be hated by all nations for my name's sake. And then many will be offended, may betray one another, and will hate one another. Then many false prophets will rise up and devise many, or deceive many, and because of lawlessness will abound. The love of many will grow cold. But he who endures to the end shall be saved. And the gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world and witness to all nations. And then the end will come. This is what Jesus is saying about the end, the signs of the times. This is what it's talking about. And I might just go ahead and start from the top. That was the bottom. I'm going to start from the top. Okay, we're going to go into verse 3. This is awesome. So I'm going to go verse 24. I'm going to go to verse 3, and we're going to start from the top here. Okay, it says, now, as he sat on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him, privately saying, tell us, when will these things be? And that will be the signs of the coming of the end of the age. And Jesus answered and said to them, take heed that no one deceives you, for many will come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and will deceive many. And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nations will rise against nations, and kingdoms against kingdoms. And there will be famines, pestilence, and earthquakes in various places. All these are beginning of sorrows. Then they will deliver you up to tribulation and kill you, and you will be hated by the nations for my name's sake. And then many will be offended, will betray one another, and will hate one another. Then many false prophets will rise up and devise many,
deceive many, and because lawlessness will abound, and the love of many will grow cold. But he who endures to the end shall be saved, and the gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world and witnessed to all nations, and then the end will come. And it goes on down to the great tribulation. I can go there. You want me to go there, man?
If that's your pleasure, man. I will say something real quick. When you're talking about the love of many will wax cold and all this kind of stuff, I was watching a guy on YouTube the other day, and you know, he's a prepper. You got some of those people out in the world, you know, and some of them are not extreme, and some of them are. But this man had to be a Christian, and you know, he talks about Jesus in some of his YouTube videos. But anyway, he said, you know, we're supposed to help our neighbor. Well, back in the 1930s, back in the 1930s, whenever the Great Depression was going on, there was people that banded together whenever somebody lost their house. And they would move in with each other and help them each other pay their bills, so they wouldn't, you know, the government wouldn't foreclose on their houses, or the bank wouldn't foreclose on their houses. And they moved in with each other and helped take care of each other so they could make it through the Depression.
Yeah.
Well, he was pointing out that was during the Depression in the 1930s. Nowadays, if something bad were to happen in the world, people are not like that anymore. Selfishness has ruined a lot of people. And that if something happened, there may be a bigger chance you would not see a band together. It would be me, my four, and no more, and you wouldn't see neighbor helping neighbor. And that some of that scripture can apply now. Because of things going on. I mean, there's some people that, you know, one person don't care about another person, whereas back in those days, when that was going on, it's every man for himself now, but back then, and that dude, that's been 100 years ago, you can just see, like, the difference in 100 years' time about how people are. And so some of that, you know, the love of many will wax cold, you know, that was written for that time period, but that's also written for this time. Some of that stuff is happening now.
Yes. The love for many will wax
sad.
Cold. And, yeah, it is. And the thing of it is kind of going back into, you know how they're trying to revise racism now. Racism is everywhere. They're talking about racism, and yet it really don't. I mean, there's parts of it that always will exist many, you know, different places, but it's not like it was in the 1950s, the 1920s, 18. It don't exist like it no more because our nation is too big right now. There's too many people here. There's too many nationalities here. It's not really here like it was back in those days, if you know what I mean. But they're trying to revise.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I know what you mean.
That don't even exist like it did, but they're trying to make it exist to bring chaos into our country. I mean, they talk about unity, but they're bringing everything but unity into our country. They're liars. Well, I mean, you can see how even the president came. He came in with a lie. He came in by thievery, and people throwing votes in and just trying to put him in there, but just because they didn't want our other president to stay in. So, you know, when you're a whole identity of your job and all is created by lies, your whole administration is going to be lies, right? So,
right.
What you were talking about
in Matthew 24, I can see some of that applying. I can see some of that applying right where we live at right now. You know, the love of many will wax cold. You know, I don't. You know, we know our next door neighbor. But,
yep.
And we had, back when the ice storm hit down here, there was a one of our neighbors across the street, but we don't know him, but he was a young black guy, and my wife got stuck in the driveway because of the ice, and or you know, trying to get out of the driveway, and she couldn't move. And so, like, I got her to get in, and I pushed the car while she was trying to drive it. And that guy came over and helped us. We didn't even know him. And I'm like, man, this is such a breath of fresh air. You know, we don't know this person, but he's willing to help. You know, he's willing to help me get my wife out of the ice to where she was stuck at. You know, we need a little bit more of that, you know.
I mean, that's unity when everybody comes together as one, not everybody separating each other and saying, well, you're better. You think you're better than me, or you're this and you're that of that skin color. That's racism, man. I mean, I don't care how you put it. That's racism. If you're saying, you know, white privilege, or you're saying, you know, whatever, every bit of that's racism. That's not unity, man. Unity says I'm no different than you are, and we see each other the same way. We help one another like you're talking about. That's unity, praise God. Not when you're pointing out your nationality and your color and this and that. That's all, every bit of that, that's racism. And I just believe, you know, how, you know, our politicians is pushing some of this. And a lot of them is trying to get out of that because it's nothing but murder for their time being in being a politician. That's going to destroy you sooner or later, because they're going to think of you in that manner, how you promoted that. So however you promote something is how people going to see you. But anyway, I'm going to get out of that. That's a whole another show, bro. But anyway, I'm going to get into the Great Tribulation. This is what it says. In Matthew 24, verse 15, says, therefore, when you see abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet standing in the holy place, then let those who are in Judah flee to the mountains, and let him who is on the housetop not go down and take anything out of his house, and let him who is in the field not go back and get his clothes. But woe to those who are pregnant to those who are nursing babes in these days, and pray that your flight may be in the winter or on the Sabbath. For then there will be great tribulation, such as not been since the beginning of the world until this time, no, nor ever shall be. And unless these days were shortened, no flesh would be saved, but for the elect's sake, those days will be shortened. It says, for the elect's sake. What does the elect's sake mean, brother?
I, you know what? I really hadn't put my finger on that in all the years I've studied. I'm not really sure who that is. I don't want to say the saved people. So I don't know if it's, I don't know, man. I mean, you know, you won't catch me saying that a lot on this show, but that's one thing I'm not really sure about. So, I mean, what do you think about that?
Well, I think about that. I think there's a lot.
Yeah, I mean, you're asking me what I think, and I'm just pretty blatantly honest here. I mean, you won't catch me saying that I don't know very much, but, I mean, I really don't have an answer for that because I don't know.
I think there's some people of God that's going to be on this earth. And I think for their sake, they're not going to allow that to take as far as it could go.
Right.
I believe it could be some people get saved after a lot of this, and God's going to, I mean, that's just my thing. And I believe there's a lot of things in the Word of God that people have misinterpreted and thought a lot of bad things and didn't see the right interpretation of it. And there's going to be people that ain't going to agree with me. I don't really care. This is my show anyway. But anyway. I agree. Let's go another show. But anyway.
Wow.
That's just how, I mean, that's just how I see it. I believe there's a lot of things that people just don't understand in the Word of God, and they turn it into a religious thing, and they believe a religious thing, kind of like the Pharisees of Jesus' day, and they believe what they want to believe, whether it's truth or not. I believe if you really read the scriptures, you really understand the truth, and the Holy Spirit's got to open that truth to you, not for you to take it for certain or whatever. You got to understand what the Lord is saying in that. So I really believe there's going to be some people of God still on earth, and I believe that because they're still on earth, for a select reason. I believe God is not going to let the whole thing happen as it could. That's just my side of the story, man. I'm sticking to it.
Yeah. Well, the thing about the elect is I'm not really sure about that. You know, I've never had a clear picture about that. In all the years I've been studying about who the elect were, so that's why I kind of threw it back to you, because I'm not really sure, you know, and I don't mind saying that, dude, because I'm still learning like everybody else is.
Yes, that's just how I see it. I could be wrong, man. I could be. I mean, I'm not, you know, I got the Holy Spirit in me, but I'm not the Holy Spirit, and I'm not Jesus himself, so I can't say, you know, that's the exact thing. That's just what I believe. So, you know, everybody has their own. I mean, we're kind of in a free country, but kind of not. You know, it's a mixed bag there. If we want to talk about that, anyway.
Yeah, it's a mixed bag. So as long as you stay in your bag and stay out of mine, we're good.
Yeah, we're all good, right? So, but anyway, what I'm saying is that I just what I believe, and everybody has their own freedom to how they believe. So that's just how I believe. I believe there's going to be some people of God here on this earth, and it's going to be held to a point where it won't destroy them. But a lot of the evil people will be destroyed, and God is going to do some awesome things. So that's just what I'm saying, and I don't know the end time is going to come. I have no idea. Matter of fact, Jesus don't even know. Only the Father knows, right?
Right.
So, the Son's going to come when the Father tells him to go. And, folks, if you hear anybody saying, I heard Jesus said that he's going to come tomorrow at 6 o'clock or December, that's a lie. That's not Jesus. They're listening to the Antichrist. Because
I'd be like, dude, you better take an aspirin and go back to bed.
Yeah. If anybody gave you dates and times saying he's coming back, I know that he's coming back sometime or another, but there's no date or time because the Father is the only one that holds that secret, right?
Right. The Bible says the Father's the one that knows. So if somebody comes up to me, if somebody comes up to you, let me tell you a story about that. That was a man years and years and years ago, back in the 1800s. His name was William Miller. I did a big study on this. And William Miller had his claim to fame was his prediction of the rapture. And they call it the Great Disappointment because he picked a certain day in 1844. Actually, it started in 1843. And he picked a certain date, and all the people that was following this dude, they sold all their stuff and went and waited on a mountain for the rapture. And when it didn't happen, he said, "Oh man, we used the wrong calendar. We were using this calendar. We need to use the Hebrew Jewish calendar." And so then it went from 1843 to a date in 1844, and he missed it again. And he caused a lot of problems with those two wrong predictions. And a lot of people left his church, and he kind of died. He kind of died with a bad name. And so, you know, God, I mean, Jesus is coming back, and that's all you need to know. You know, you don't need to sit there. You don't need to sit there and calculate. You know what I mean?
It says us in the Word of God. It talks about Jesus says, he said, people will say that here I am, but don't go there. He says, when I come, you will know. You will have to be told that I'm coming. You will know that I'm coming, that I'm here. And I really believe there's going to be some stuff happening around. You will actually see things that you never saw before. I believe we will see angels coming, flying through the air like airplanes, snatching people, doing things. When he comes, I believe we will see Christ show up in his glory. I believe the world will see that. And this is another thing. I believe that we'll see it more now than we would many years ago because we have social media. This day, Jesus opens up the heavens all over the world, and then everybody's cell phones are going to be seeing this picture in the air, everything moving, and a man walking through the sky. Don't you think that's going to be the first thing on social media, bro?
It could be. I mean, it says every eye will see him.
And that would happen now because social media is everywhere. We see everything at the time that it happens because everybody has a cell phone in their pocket nowadays, don't they?
Either that or everybody watches. Everybody on the, you know, everybody and their mother and brother's got Facebook. And those who don't, you know, those who don't will probably have it sometime or other. And they Facebook Live every single thing. So, you know,
well,
I mean,
know,
the technology is here. So.
Yeah, but Facebook would probably block it because they would try to censor that. But anyway, back to another. They try to censor Jesus. That's pretty bad. But anyway, it might be on one of the other ones. But anyway, we would see it. I'm pretty sure we would see it. But anyway, it's awesome to, you know, we got the technology wherever I could see things now. I'll say back in the 1950s that couldn't happen. Back in the 1980s that couldn't happen. Even back in the 1990s that couldn't happen. But in the 2000s that is able to happen nowadays. I was actually listening on YouTube about cell phones, how they created cell phones, and they was talking about all the certain times when that was coming up. I remember when I was a kid, we went to a Howard Johnson's in Alabama, and they had the first phone. Where it was like a great big old, you know, one of these phones that you would find in a phone booth. And it had like a little screen in the corner, and they said, this is going to be the phone of the future. You see that little screen? I was like, man, that's a small screen. And they said, you could be able to talk to somebody on that screen one day. And, you know, these things really never really worked right, you know. So anything that came out back in those days, it never really worked right. So I believe that they was getting that idea of talking on the phone face-to-face back in those days. But they didn't know how far technology would go to what we have now. Our technology has flew so far ahead, and I really believe, now you can get me wrong on this, but I really believe that our technology was so up to par, even back in the 1950s. I believe they had all this technology back in those days. We just didn't have it. They didn't release it for us. I believe that the powers to be, the government's the ones that had the technology, but the public didn't. And just now we're
getting
the
lowest. I believe that. I can see that.
Yeah, I believe that they had this technology, but they didn't let us have this technology. And if you talk to some of the scientists, well, we didn't invent this till this. I believe they had a lot of technology that we just didn't know about it, but they already had it, and we're like the last ones to get the ear of it. But anyway, back in those days, I was seeing how that was to be, but now I see how every eye could see this stuff, every ear could hear this stuff, because we got technology everywhere, and if Jesus would show up in Israel or show up wherever, like out of the clouds, you know, the Lord Jesus, big Lord Jesus, just steps out of the clouds and say, here I am, everybody's cell phone is going to be on that. And somebody's going to
see it. The ones that ain't watching it on the phone will be taking pictures.
Yeah, they're going to be pictures of everywhere. I mean, it's just going to be there. I just believe that. And right now is the time. I believe that can happen. I'm not saying it's going to happen right now. I don't know what day, what time. It may be 50 years. I have no clue. But I do know that will happen in time. But I'm just saying right now is the right time to see a lot of this stuff take place. But we're going to get back to the topic where we're talking about, you know, the lawlessness. So I got another scripture here that I had for us. And I'm going to go into Thessalonians. And let's see where I had this here. Thessalonians 2, verse 2. Okay, it says, let no one deceive you by any means, for the day will not come unless the falling away comes first, and the man of their sin revealed, and the son of perdition, who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called of God or that is worshipped, so that he sit as God and in the temple of God, showing himself that he is of God. This is talking about the Antichrist. Do you not remember that when I was still with you. I told you these things. And now you know what is restraining, that he may be revealed in his own time. For the mysteries of lawlessness is already at work. Only he who now restrains will do so until he is taken out of the way. So it's talking about here, the Antichrist will be promoting lawlessness, and he will be showing lawlessness. And I'm going to tell you this, I'm going to go a little bit deeper with this. If you have a person in your community or in your life that promotes lawlessness, I really believe the Antichrist spirit is working in them. I just believe that. I don't believe it has to be a person. I believe it could be a spirit. What do you think, Jacob?
I think it is a spirit. I think it is a spirit. Because if you look in First John, and you look in Second John, it talks about the spirit of Antichrist. So, yep. You know, John is warning in his epistles in First and Second John of the spirit of Antichrist, and it says the spirit of Antichrist is already here, and he wasn't talking about today; he was talking about back then, and so. If it was there then, it's here now.
Yeah, I think it's reinforced now. I just really believe it's reinforced now. And it says who restrains will be be until he is taken out of the way, and then the lawlessness one will be revealed, whom the Lord will consume with his breath and his mouth and destroy with brightness in his coming. The coming of lawlessness is one who is according to the works of Satan with the power, signs, and lying wonders. This guy, this Antichrist guy is going to be doing signs and wonders, but it's going to be lying wonders. It's going to be the real thing. And with all unrighteousness, deceptions amongst those who preach, because they did not receive the love of truth that they might be saved. And for the reason God will send them strong delusions that they should believe the lie, that they all may be condemned who did not believe in the truth, but not pleasure of unrighteousness. So we believe, we came in talking about the end of days, and this wasn't what I had planned, folks, but we are.
Right.
You never know how these things are going to go, bro.
Yeah, we were talking about lawlessness. And the spirit of Antichrist is the spirit of lawlessness. And that's what's going on in our country and other countries around the world. I mean, look at the church in China. You know, they're constantly bombarded with the, you know, they're praying for America. The church, the underground church in China is praying for America. And but they're over there, dude. They're having it way worse than we are here.
Yeah, it is, and I think that that's going to turn around. I believe that's going to turn around, and I believe that believers, we're going to have to, you know, we're going to stand up and pray for a change here in our nation. And we're going to pray that, you know, God holds up our Constitution of our United States and keep protection on that, because this lawlessness administration that we have in our government right now is trying to destroy that precious Constitution that our forefathers set forth. And, you know, we just need to pray that that thing stands in, because, you know, our president that is for lawlessness is trying to find ways to destroy that Constitution. So we need to pray for our country, pray for our Constitution, that everything that God has set forth will abide, praise God. You know, praise God. But anyway, we're seeing a lot of things happen. But, yeah, lawlessness is something that is very unique. And, you know, I'm going to get into something else here about lawlessness. You know, we've got some people that says, you know, once Jesus died, there is no law anymore, none at all. And that's not completely true, because, you know, the Word of God says that the laws of the Word of God is not in a book or on a paper no more. It's actually put into your heart when you're saved, right, Jacob?
Right. That's true. Yeah, they're not on tablets of stone anymore. The law is written in your heart. And, you know, I was watching the Kenneth Hagin videos, and he was just talking about that same thing. I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah, so if you're living not by the law, you're actually don't have the Holy Spirit in you. You got maybe the Antichrist spirit like we're talking about. So, you know, the thing of it is that the Word of God, the Holy Spirit is put into you, right, when you're saved. The law of God is
right.
Tattooed on your heart. You have that on your heart. It's in your heart. So it's going to guide you in all things of God where you don't have to be told anymore. It's just going to be a part of you. You're going to know right from wrong. You're going to be – the Holy Spirit is going to convict you when you're going against God. If you're not being convicted when you go against God, most likely he's not in there. What do you think about that, Jacob?
If you're not being convicted, the Bible says your conscience has been seared. You don't want that. If you're not being convicted, you better start praying that you get convicted. Conviction is a wonderful thing, you know, because it keeps you from doing something stupid. And you know, the Bible talks about all the jobs of the Holy Spirit, and one of them is to lead us and guide us into all truth. And I believe that has a lot to do with conviction. And I think conviction is a wonderful thing.
Praise God.
It's supposed to help us, you know.
I know I was talking on one show one day, and I was telling people what God does. When it's somebody you don't like or something that's going on, a lot of times God will throw you right in front of them, make you get along with them, because he wants everybody. He really wants unity. He's not like our crooked politicians and all that stuff. He really, the God of all creation, he really wants unity. He really wants us all to get along. And what he'll do, he'll push you right together and try to help you to like one another, not to persecute one another. But I really believe, you know, Jehovah God, which is the God that we that we serve, Yahweh. There's many names for God, but he is the first one to promote real unity, not the fake unity of the New Age or the fake unity of the fallen world, but the real unity. Praise God! You know, everybody come together. To Father, and for us to all, you know, work with one another, not be separated, not being one church here, one church there, and we believe, no, but everybody come together as one body, praise God, and I believe that he promotes that. He wants us to be one with a lot of people, and I really believe that, you know, that's a little bit different than what we're taught, you know, in the media and from some other churches, but, you know, I really believe God changes us on the inside where we don't want to sin. We don't want to do those things. And if we do, we feel really bad about it. That's called conviction. And we try to refrain or repent. Repent, as I've always said, means change of mind. Don't go in that manner. Praise God. So when you have a change of mind, you don't fall into that sin. See, it says in the Word of God, it talks about how the law was on paper or one day. It was on, I guess it was on paper because they had scrolls back in those days. And it was on paper, but now it's in our heart. And it says now we have something to look at. Just look at, say, hey, we're falling away from this. We need to get back to the Word. It's really there to show us how to live right, what to do, what God likes, what God expects. But really, that law is tattooed in our heart. And when we fall into that, it actually, you know, the Lord will pull you back from it. Hey, that's not right. You shouldn't be stealing. You shouldn't be lying. You shouldn't be committing adultery. You shouldn't be looking that woman. You shouldn't be doing that. We'll pull you back, praise God, because the Holy Spirit will convict you. And God knows, I know myself, when you fall, when you're doing something bad, the Holy Spirit will tell you, hey, buddy, you don't do that. You don't do it that way. You don't do it. You know, he will convict you and pull you back to himself, because the Lord wants to draw you to himself, make you look more like himself, not like the world, but make you look different than the world. What do you think, Jacob?
Well, like you were talking about at first, you know, you were talking about, you know, getting along with everybody and God. The Bible says that we are seated together in heavenly places, and I remember one of my mentors said it like this. He said, look, God will make you sit together. He said, the Bible says he has made us to sit together in heavenly places. He's like, and he may make you sit by somebody you don't like, just so, you know, just so you'll learn how to get along with them. And the Bible says that we're supposed to do good to all men, even those, especially those of the household of faith. And so he didn't leave out doing good to all men. He did say especially to the ones of the household of faith. But he said do good to all men. You know, and if you're sitting at the bottom line of the law is love. That's where Hebrews 9, where it's, when he says, you know, I've written my laws in your hearts. The whole thing, the Bible says that if you fulfill the law of love, you fulfilled all the Ten Commandments. Because that's all it's about. It's not about anything else. You know, it's about caring about your fellow man. Prefer one another.
Yes. That's so important. We should care about one another. We should love one another. That's what it's all about. And it's something that we need to really get in contact with, because, you know, we've got to understand one another. We got to love one another. And, you know, if somebody is promoting unity and they're talking about another race or talking about that, they're going away from unity. They're, in unity, there is no color. There is no race. There is no stuff like that. And when you're seeing people in that manner, you're seeing racism. You're seeing separation. And, you know, when you're in a body of Christ, you know, we all look the same to Jesus. Jesus sees us all the same way. The skin color, I mean, we go to heaven, I don't even think there's going to be a real skin color. I think we'll all be pure light at one time or another, won't we, praise God. So it's going to be a little bit different. And I know in heaven that there is many nationalities up there. They are, I mean, I was in heaven one night. I was thrown up there, and I had African-American angels flying around me. And the first thing I said was, if you're racist, I don't think you can go to heaven. You're in trouble.
Wow.
So, you know, there's all type of nationality angels up there. They represent of all the humans here on earth. They're all different nationalities. I believe God created them in that manner, where we see that God made all people, not just one people, praise God. So I believe that, you know, I saw some people say, well, I just saw blonde angels. Everyone I've ever saw had blonde hair, and I was like, there's many of them. You just saw some of them. So I've actually saw this with my own eyes. I saw many different types of them in my time period. I don't see them all the time. When I am showed that, I saw many different ones. So, you know, God is unified. God is unified in how he's done everything. I mean, he actually created the whole universe. So, you know, how big the universe is, how many planets is out there. God knows how many other races is out there. We don't have no idea, do we, Jacob?
We have no idea.
We have no idea what all he's created. So, you know, we're not the only ones by no means. And I'm not chasing the UFOs and all stuff by no means. I'm not saying that, but I'm just saying the universe is very big, and we know that our Lord and Savior, our God, has created all of that. So he's very, you know, universal. He created everything. So it's all going to be a little different, but it's all going to be the same thing. I really believe that God is connected to all of them. So I really believe that the gospel of Jesus Christ is probably go amongst the world, praise God. It's already amongst the world right now. I'm just going to stop right there before I get myself into a box. But anyway, what I'm saying is that, you know, that racism should not exist. In God's eyes, that is not there. I really believe that God loves us all equally. He wants us to love one another equally. He wants us to be with one another equally. He wants us to see each other as family. You know, in the family of God, we're all family. We're no different. When you go to heaven, all your brothers and sisters, I don't care if they're Baptist, if they're Pentecostal, if they're Catholic, whatever, they're all going to be seen the same way. They're all going to be there in the same place, won't they, Jake?
They will, and the denominations is just a line man has drawn. You know, God didn't do that because, you know, the Bible says in Galatians that when you're in Christ, there's either Jew nor Greek, male nor female, slave nor free. We're all one. We're all supposed to be one. There's one Lord, one Savior, one baptism. You know, one church, one Lord, one baptism. And so, you know, denominational lines, in fact, I really believe now that you mentioned that, denominational lines are going to be erased sometime in the future. The church is going to have to do that if they plan to move forward. They're going to have to, you know, we're going to have to forget about our petty differences and get along with each other.
That's correct. That's something that's going to have to happen. So, folks, if you want to call in now for prayer, if you like me and Jacob to pray for you guys, like I said, it's 515-602-9685. It's 515-602-9685. If you want healing prayer, let us know where the pain level is. We'll pray. You'll see a lot of that disappear. And, you know, any problem, if you need prayer over your family, I'll be more than happy to do that. If you need prayer for if you got, you know, any type of disease, we'll pray against that. And let us know what's going on as we pray, because we see signs and wonders in our ministries. We see it all the time. So, you know, just let us know how God is moving as we're praying. But you can call in now. Like I said, it's 515-602-9685. We're going to go to a song, and we will be back, and we will be praying for everybody and also for the individuals that's calling in. We will be right back. I got to play this Rise of Zion again. That's an awesome song. Here we go again.
Just bless the Lord. Just bless the Lord. May your praise rise, He's our Lord. Oh, you're worthy, Lord. You're worthy of the highest praise.
Praise God. Praise God. That was an awesome song. What do you think, Jacob?
I love that song. I don't ever get tired of listening to it.
Yes, I prayed it a little earlier. I played it a little earlier, but I went ahead and played it again. Just wanted to hear it again. Praise God. So that
yeah,
great,
that's
awesome.
What I do, man. I just run that song until I get tired of it. The problem is I don't ever get tired of it, you know.
That's it. That's Nate Mariachi. You can actually get his music on Amazon. If you have Amazon, you can purchase his music on Amazon. You can purchase it online, praise God. And I'm going to try to get that brother here on the radio channel here pretty soon. I'm going to try to get two interviews. I'm going to try to get interview with him on the television and try to get interview with him here on the radio show sometime. It's going to be awesome. But, folks, you know, go to your Amazon and download it onto your iPod. And it's also on iMusic, folks. If you have iMusic on your cell phone, Nate Mariachi is there also. So you can download his music to your iPhone. You can also listen to it on your iPhone, man. Did you know that?
Yeah. I got an Android though. I don't have an iPhone. But I can get it on this too. So.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, man, if anybody has an iPhone and they have iMusic to their telephone, you can find Nate Mariachi there, and all of his different CDs is there. So go check that out, praise God. And if you want to download it to your computer, I think the songs are 99 cents. That's pretty cheap, man. That ain't bad at all, is it?
No, man. You can buy the whole album for just, like, probably 10 bucks.
I know. It's very reasonable. So, you know, go check that out, praise God. And anybody else that has Christian alternative music and would like to have us to play here on the show, we would be more than happy to do that. Just get in contact with me or Jacob Monstanchel on Facebook, or you can go to Healing Light Ministries, nc.org, and send me an email. And look at our ministry also, but send me an email, and I can get you on the radio show, and I can put you on the television show that we do Friday nights in different times. So if you like to talk about what you're doing, you know, and about your music, I'll be more than happy to bring you on the show and let you play it. And, you know, let us play some of your music on our radio show. We'd really love that. Give us more music to listen to. So it'd be awesome. And, folks, if you're moving in the power of God and you would like to tell people how God is moving in your life, get in contact with us. Like I said, we can also put you on radio and put you on TV. So, you know, contact us at healinglightministriesnc.org, and we are able to, you know, get you online and get you on air. I normally do my TV through Zoom, so you can contact me there through Zoom, and we'll do it like that. But anyway, on Blog Talk, the only thing you have to do is call in. So it's a little bit easier on Blog Talk, but doing a show, it's a little bit more to it, but you can be at home. You don't have to come here to my studio. The only thing you have to do is have a cell phone or a laptop, computer, anything that has a camera, and you're good to go. So it's pretty easy to promote the gospel online nowadays. So that's just how that works. But, folks, we're going to pray for you right quick, and I'm going to go ahead and let Jacob Phillips pray for everybody. Go ahead, Jacob.
Father, I just thank you for everybody that's listening or will listen later on or, you know, anywhere during the week or whenever they listen. Father, I just thank you that, Lord, you sent your son to die for every single person on this planet, past, present, and future. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the blood that was shed on the cross for the remission of our sins. Father, we thank you for your grace that abounds. You know, where sin abounds, grace much more abounds, and we thank you for that. Lord, we thank you for your mercy, grace, and your protection. Father, we thank you for your Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name, that leads us and guides us into all truth. He's our advocate, and he's our helper. Father, we thank you for the Holy Spirit. Lord, right now in the name of Jesus, I just praise you for and glorify your name, and I thank you for everybody, Father God, that's listening. Right now in the name of Jesus, I just pray that anybody, Father God, experiencing any kind of sickness, Father God, right now in the name of Jesus, that they be healed in the name of Jesus. We just rebuke all sickness and disease, and we break the power of sickness and disease off these people. Satan, we command you to take your hands off the people of God. You are evicted today. The Bible says, according to Psalm 107:20, that he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. So, Father, we thank you, God, that that is a truth that is operating today, and it can operate for everybody, Father God, into the sound of our voice. Father, we thank you, Lord, that by his stripes that we are healed, we are set free, we are born again, we are saved. Father, I thank you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you're delivering people from addiction in the name of Jesus. We just break the curse of addiction right now, and we bind it in the name of Jesus, and we lose freedom in the name of Jesus. We bind the bondage, and we break those chains by the power of the name of Jesus, and we speak deliverance. And, Father, I thank you, God, that people that are having problems in their mind, Father, that peace of God that passes all understanding will keep their heart and mind in Christ Jesus. Father, we just thank you for that today. Lord, we thank you, God, that you are the deliverer. And no matter what's going on in somebody's life right now, Father God, that they can call on you. The Bible says if you call on the name of the Lord, you'll be saved. And so right now, Father God, I thank you, Lord, that as people cry out, Father God, you're there, right there, to deliver them in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. That's awesome, Jacob. Praise God. God's doing some awesome things. And I'd like to thank everybody for listening to us tonight. And like I said, I ask everybody to share this program. Tell people about this radio show, share this radio show. Let people hear this radio show. You can hear us on Blog Talk. We're on YouTube. We're on many different avenues. This full recording is actually on Blog Talk. You only got to listen to a little bit of this because we started this a little bit before the social media ones got started. So the full thing of this show is actually on Blog Talk, but you get to hear a part of it where we actually got into the deep preaching of this. So you can also go to Blog Talk and hear the whole thing. I've actually got the Blog Talk ad actually shared on my program here, so you can go on my page and you can actually go there and check out the full thing. Praise God. So you can actually go there and check out the whole complete programming. But I want to thank every single one of you for watching us and listening to us tonight, and we will actually be talking to you. When you want to do a show again, Jacob, this Wednesday or this coming Wednesday will be the next time?
If you're good with either Monday or Wednesday, I'm good with either day.
Okay, well, we'll see you Wednesday. And God bless you, and we will see. Hold on one second. Let me get this going here. I'll make sure I got the right thing here. Here we go. We will see you next Wednesday. God bless.
Thanks for listening to the Healing Light Radio Show.